So before we move into walking meditation, I want to give you just a little layout of what's our day will look like. So we'll be alternating sitting and walking. And this morning we'll be more just keeping the practice very simple, just letting our minds and bodies settle. And before lunch, I'll offer a talk, more specifically introducing this theme of compassion, that aspect. And after lunch, we'll do practice a little bit more oriented towards the compassion practice. And then tomorrow, we'll bring in balancing that with equanimity. There'll be a In the next walking period, there'll be an opportunity for people who are newer to practice and may have questions and want to have more detail to meet. And then this afternoon and tomorrow, there'll be a total of four different times that I'll meet in with roughly 20% of the group at each one of those times upstairs. So that'll be some time to ask more specific questions. And there'll also be a couple times later today after lunch and at the end of the day where I'll open it up to questions as well. So it just gives you a general layout. So now, as will often be the case, is we'll balance our sitting practice with walking practice. And how many people are new to walking practice? Let's see. Not too many. Okay, but some of you. But I'd like to offer some particular instructions for walking practice, even for those of you who are familiar. It might be how you've done it, or it might be new to you. But to do this practice, it's an amazing day outside. And to go outside and find yourself a place to just walk back and forth, or if you want to just sort of stroll around a little bit, but not really going for a walk. Walking meditation is best done just like our sitting, without sort of some idea that you're going to get somewhere. And so we go and we find a place that we're just going to walk back and forth, and we settle into that spot. And commit ourselves, forming an intention to be present for our practice. And the walking practice, it's good to give it just as much attention as the sitting practice. Some people find the walking practice is more connecting for them and easier, and they can stay present more. Some people find the walking practice harder. Sometimes it changes over time. It's all okay. But one thing I can guarantee you about walking practice is that you won't connect with it if you don't do it. So do it. And fortunately, the environment here is so conducive for it. So once we'll stand up together. And one of the important parts about walking practice is to begin it right here. So just as you stand up, notice how you stand up. Feel your body. And once you've stood up, feel your feet on the ground. Let your body feel that change in position. Feels good, probably. Feel the feet, the pressure on the bottom of your feet. And then begin to pour your weight into the right foot. And just notice how that pressure on the bottom of your foot changes. Notice how the pressure on the left foot changed. And now pouring the weight back to the left, feel those changes in the bottoms of your feet. And this time, pouring slowly back to the right, noticing the changes. And then start to lift the left foot, just sort of like up towards the toe. You don't need to get it into the air, but lift it up. And as you really unweight it, notice how the right foot starts doing, the right leg starts doing all kinds of things. Like there's all this activity around the ankle and a little higher up. And notice how the left leg might be a little more relaxed. In fact, you could pick it up for a moment and just notice the softness in it. And then set it back down and shift the weight. And then feel how the activity changes to the left foot. And the right one perhaps can relax. And then go ahead and set the right foot down and just come back to even. So when we're doing walking practice, we can do it in this very particular way. This attending to the particular, to the bottoms of your feet, to the ankles, to the legs. To do that, we often have to walk kind of slowly. So that's one way to do it. Another is you could walk a little bit slightly faster and pay attention to the movements of a whole leg, the thighs, the lower belly area as you move. One thing is, as we do this practice back and forth, to let yourself adjust what you do in order to find some place you're interested, that you're willing to be with. And it doesn't really matter what. You can keep changing it around. Sometimes I see people, you know, walking up and down stairs because the movement's a little more interesting, or walking in a line, or occasionally I see people walking backwards. If your attention is really straying, that will get you to pay attention. So, you know, this is to find a way to stay with the movement of the body. We're doing a couple things here. One is we're connecting with our bodies. We're discovering this place that we live. And the other thing is we're really doing a concentration practice in that we're putting our attention in one place, and concentration helps soften, calm the mind. And so we're inviting your mind to get simpler, to get a little more space, to get out of its pattern of thinking that it may have walked in with. So when you're doing the walking, now you go out and you're walking, you're paying attention, but really you're listening to the birds and watching the leaves. So what I would encourage you to do is walk. And then if something catches your eye, a beautiful pattern of the sun and the leaves, just stop walking and then let yourself take that in and just notice seeing. And the amount of time you really can be with it will be limited. It might be 5 seconds, it might be 30 seconds. So just stay with it. And then when the way that really grabs you passes, then come back to your feet, your body, and start walking again. And the same thing, maybe you'll hear some birds. Then stop and listen fully to that. Our tendency in our lives, some of us more than others, is to multitask. And your invitation today is not to multitask. So it's okay to stop and just listen to the birds. But don't do that and pretend that you're doing walking meditation. Just like sometimes we pretend we're listening to somebody, but we're actually doing something else. So we're listening very much to what's here, what we're really present with in our practice. So you can go out and give that a try. I don't know if it's warm enough yet, but I see a lot of lawn. That being barefoot on a lawn is one of the best practices for walking meditation to keep you present. So enjoy, and we'll come back and sit in 30 minutes. So there'll be a bell in about 25. Okay, enjoy your walking.